So you're trying to figure out which PR tool to invest in. Prowly or Meltwater? Maybe you've heard the names thrown around, but the pricing and features can feel like a maze. Today, we're breaking down what each platform actually does, what they cost, and what alternatives might fit your needs better.
Right. And honestly, the choice really depends on your team size and budget. Prowly is designed for small to mid-sized teams, with plans starting at $258 per month when billed annually. Meltwater, on the other hand, is an enterprise-grade solution. Pricing typically starts around $15,000 per year, though it varies widely based on your configuration.
$15,000 versus just over $3,000 annually for Prowly's basic plan. Whew, that's a massive gap. So what are you actually getting for that difference?
Well, Prowly includes AI-assisted press release creation, contact management, campaign tools, and a searchable media database with over 1 million contacts. It also includes customizable online newsrooms. It's straightforward, beginner-friendly, and built for targeted pitching.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Meltwater provides a much more extensive global media database, social listening, competitive analysis, influencer engagement tools, and in-depth analytics. It's really designed for large organizations running complex, data-driven campaigns with global reach.
So if you're a small PR team or a startup, Prowly seems like the logical pick. But if you're a large corporation needing full-scale media intelligence across multiple channels, Meltwater makes sense, despite the cost.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Prowly's pricing is transparent. You see the numbers up front. Meltwater operates on a custom quote model, which makes it harder to budget. And while users praise Meltwater's extensive media monitoring, many find the interface complex to learn initially.
That's a fair point, especially at that price level. Have you ever experienced a tool that promised everything but delivered headaches instead?
Oh, definitely. I once signed up for a media monitoring tool that looked great on paper, but the interface was so clunky, I spent more time trying to figure it out than actually using the insights. It taught me to prioritize usability over flashy feature lists.
That's a hard lesson, but a valuable one. Now, let's talk alternatives. Not everyone needs the full suite that Prowly or Meltwater offer. What are some other options?
You've got a few solid choices. Just Reach Out starts around $98 per month when billed annually and focuses on helping startups and small teams find journalists and craft pitches. Brand 24 begins at $99 per month and specializes in media monitoring and social listening. My News Desk has tiered pricing, with plans starting around €139 per month.
So those are all more budget-friendly than Meltwater, and they're focused on specific needs, rather than trying to do everything at once.
Right. And then there's a different approach altogether. Multi-channel content amplification. Instead of just distributing one press release, you transform one topic into multiple content formats and distribute them across hundreds of platforms.
That point about multi-channel content amplification sets up our next piece, maximizing PR impact beyond traditional outreach. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're looking to strengthen your public visibility, PressCable can help. We provide customized press release guides, templates, and examples suited to key industries and announcement types. Whether you're launching a product or announcing a milestone, our resources help you craft professional outreach that drives measurable results. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on multi-channel content amplification, how do you actually combine traditional outreach with that kind of strategy?
Well, traditional PR tools like Prowly and Meltwater focus on distributing press releases to journalists and media outlets. But amplification takes it further. You turn one topic into 8 different content formats: news articles, blog posts, videos, podcasts, infographics, slideshows, and social posts. Then you distribute those across 300+ platforms.
So instead of one press release that gets a short-lived boost, you're creating content that lives across multiple channels and keeps working for you over time. Or, Put another way, you're turning a single moment into lasting visibility.
Exactly. Amplifier is one tool that does this. It transforms your topic into those 8 formats and publishes them on authoritative sites, including Fox Affiliates, Spotify, and YouTube. The idea is to maximize reach and longevity.
That's a completely different approach from the traditional PR model. You're not just hoping a journalist picks up your release. You're ensuring your message appears in multiple places where your audience already hangs out. And let's be honest, if your press release only lives for 48 hours before disappearing into the void, did it even happen?
Right? It's like the tree falling in the forest question, but for PR pros.
Exactly. Now, it's worth noting that Prowly is currently being phased out by Semrush and transitioning to the Semrush AI PR toolkit. So if you're considering Prowly, that's something to keep in mind for long-term planning.
Absolutely. Investing in a tool that's being phased out could complicate things down the road. So, to everyone listening, if you're evaluating Prowly, make sure you understand that transition timeline.
Good advice. And if you're looking at Meltwater, be prepared for a steep learning curve. Users consistently praise its extensive media monitoring, but the interface requires time to master. There's also no free trial, so you're committing upfront.
Prowly does include a 7-day free trial, but users have noted it restricts actually sending press releases during that period. So it's more of a demo than a true trial.
Yeah, that's a limitation. But overall, if you need targeted pitching and a simple interface, Prowly works. If you need complex analytics and global campaign management, Meltwater is built for that. And if you want steady, long-term visibility across multiple channels, amplification tools like Amplifier provide a different path.
Right. So the real question becomes, how do you decide which route to take? What should PR professionals and marketing managers prioritize when choosing a tool?
Start with 3 things: budget, team size, and goals. If you're a small team with limited budget, Prowly or one of the alternatives like Just Reach Out makes sense. If you're a large organization needing deep analytics and global reach, Meltwater is worth the investment. And if your goal is sustained visibility across multiple platforms, consider combining traditional PR with amplification strategies.
That makes sense. The real decision comes down to matching the tool to your specific situation, not just picking the one with the most features or the biggest name.
Right. And here's a question for those of you listening. Are you paying for features you'll never use? Or are you investing in tools that actually move the needle for your business?
That's the key question. Understanding what you really need, or put differently, knowing your actual requirements versus what sounds impressive, keeps you from overpaying for capabilities you won't use. PR distribution has evolved, and there are more options than ever to fit different budgets and strategies.
Well said. Thanks for walking us through this. I think we've given our listeners a solid framework for evaluating their options.
My pleasure. Happy to help folks make smarter decisions with their PR budgets.